It's late. It's real late. I won't even give you the time. I'm up. I can't sleep. Bob and I just came from a Dodger game. Go Dodgers. They won. And I was thinking about, well, all right, I'll give you the time. I'm looking at the clock. It's 1:47 in the morning. And I can't sleep. I don't want to sleep. The studio is blackened, just the lights of the machines are on. And I'm up thinking early in the morning. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about this Christian's thoughts. And as I record them, I'd like you to listen to me and try to hear what I'm trying to say. I'd like you to kind of feel where I am right now. I'm trying to figure out why it is that we that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord would argue with one another. If we love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, why would we attempt to tear each other apart? Now I'm trying to come to that, and I'm trying to figure it out. I'm an old dude now, and I've learned the essence of God and the secrets of God, and it's love and obedience and just outright faithfulness. Faithfulness. I love him so much, so I obey him. If I come in contact with a brother that says that he loves him just as much as I do, but that brother does not obey him, then that brother is having a personal problem in his own life. I'm talking like this because somebody on my YouTube clip accused me wrongfully of judging. Again, I had the pamphlet right in front of me. I could turn on the lights and give you a whole biblical discourse on what judging is all about, but I don't want to do that. I've done that so many times. I'm really weary of it. I'm tired of it. Because it's not about that. Here this early in the morning when I don't want to go to bed because I just be tossing and turning. And for those of you young brothers that I love so much, that I admonish you to continue to do what you're doing. The reason that I'm up is because I don't have a wife and I'm alone. And my love now is you, the church. My whole life is loving the church, helping the babies, the young Christians, the ones that will be here long after I'm gone. You hear that? That's a jet coming in to land at LAX. Early in the morning. The neighborhood is quiet. Few neighbors have lights on in their homes, so they're still up somewhere doing something. One light just went out. It's weird when you're up this early in the morning and you're looking out the window and the windows are wide open and it's jet black at night. You can see everything. And I see clearer early in the morning. Even Broman, my dog, my Staffordshire Bull Terrier, asleep on his pad. Probably wondering, why am I doing a webcast so late? I want you to know that you young Christians that love the Lord, that the Lord is asking something of you. I don't know, maybe I'm sensing my mortality now, but he wants you to not argue with one another. There will be certain doctrinal issues that will cause us as Christians to argue with each other if you're Calvinist as opposed to an Arminian, if you're liberal as opposed to the conservative. And all of those issues. I guess it's the reason that I've broken off completely from all auspices of organized, let's make money religion. That's, I truly believe, is evil. Evil in this sense, that it warrants a following of someone other than Jesus. Now, I want you to hear me. Bob and I were talking as we were on the way to the Dodger game. Bob Klink, Dr. Klink, my co-host on the broadcast. The surgeon called me and says, what are you doing tonight? You want to go to a Dodger game? I said, oh, I'd love to. I hadn't been in Dodger Stadium since right before my youngest daughter got married. So many years. Guess we picked a bad section. Kids kept standing up trying to get a wave going. And it went in beyond 9 innings to 13 innings, and the Dodgers beat Colorado. But that wasn't important. What's important is that as I looked around the stadium and saw the literally thousands of people, and they were there cheering on their team. You know how Los Angeles is. We've got to be winners. It's a disposition that we have. We're the city of champions. Well, I was thinking, and I was wondering, should this be the attitude of us Christians? Should we try to beat the other one down? We're under attack. We are under attack from an enemy far greater than you would ever imagine. This enemy has contrived a system to do away with moral behavior, moral thinking, moral traditions in our country, in our land. It is no longer a Democrat versus the Republicans. It is good versus bad, righteousness versus evil. It isn't the good guys against the bad guys. It is an idea. That has taken an affront against the Christian life and is winning. I believe that Christians are losing because Christians lose their focus. Some of you are coming to my website for the first time. You're becoming aware of this Pastor John Coleman. Who is he? You've been coming and viewing a lot of my clips here recently. I've seen the counts go up. You're coming to the website. You're listening to these various things. You're viewing the videos. Some of you, my young friends, have never heard truly biblical content taught to you. I'm feeling exhilarated. I'm pleased that many of you are coming to the site, but I want you to know that I don't want anything from you but one thing: to love God, to be moral, be kind. People will come against you. They will hate what you're saying. I'm even going to present an idea. As you come to this website, you will listen to many of the hundreds of hours of work that I've done over the years from being a pastor. Some of you will misunderstand me. You will think that there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. When Christ spoke with me in August of 1967, it was as clear as the sound that's coming through the headsets in this studio right now. On the latter part of June 2009, on the planet Earth, when he merely told me to tell them what I have given you. That's all. I don't believe in dreams and visions because there are no dreams and visions. There is the Word of the Living God, which is the Bible, the Holy Bible, which is the only. Now listen to me. I don't hate Muslims, people of Islam. I don't hate you. I don't hate any other religion. I don't hate the people, but your religion and faith is not the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. If we are truly saints, if we are truly Christian, if we are truly following God, we are not to look for signs and wonders and visions and things. That's what Trinity Broadcasting Network has brought you to. Oblivion. It's foolishness. When you look at Paul and Jan Crouch, you're looking at ruin, waste, duplicity, sensuality. One of the biggest things that I fight in my life, and maybe that's why I'm up at, it's now after 2 a.m. in the morning. One of the things that I fight is lust of my flesh. I'll tell you what it is. I thought that, you know, when I would get older, that it would dissipate. It's stronger in me. Can I get real with you tonight? Have you ever seen somebody say, "Oh God, I'd like to be with her"? That's what I'm talking about. But God says no. In the past, especially those of you that have recently come to the website, you've seen some YouTube clips of mine where I'm just speaking my heart about some of the things that were currently happening in our nation and our society. At times, that can become a distraction against what God wants us really to do. Because what he wants us really to do is to focus upon those things that are spiritually important. Some of you are coming to my website for the first time, and I don't want to preach at you. You see the preaching on the YouTube clips, or you can hear the sermons of old that I've preached. And I've given lecture after lecture, sermon after sermon. But I just want to talk with you a little bit. I want you to see God for yourself. There is no formula. You don't have to give money to find God. That's abomination. God is not, I guess I need to put it this way. It sounds like I'm rambling because there's so many themes that I want to get through with you. It's like I'm not going to live for another week, and I got to say this. Come to love and to know God. He created the heavens and the earth. Okay, 7 days. I'll give it 7 days. I'll give it 7 billion years. I'm not concerned how long it took, but God did it. Everything that we've experienced in this universe, God, Jehovah, did it. I'm not going to say whatever you call him.